If you paid for all the events, gosh, I think if you started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so it'd be like $30 to attend all the events over the course of like 6 days. So that's pretty darn cheap. So think about that as you're walking past the donation booth and take it in there. If I'm not mistaken, last year our profits were almost in the double digits. So we're working pretty close to the bone, and you could really help us out. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll get out of their way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Stairwell Sisters.
Yeah.
Daddy's got a square dance down in the holler with his finger on the fiddle and a rosin on the bow. Round your partner with a ghost side dough. Dance all night, give a pretty girl a swing. Kick her up and set her in the middle of the ring. Dance all night with a bottle in your hand. Dance all night, give the fiddler a dram.
Fiddler a dram.
Pick up your partner and a circle to the right, circle to the right. Gonna dance all night, back again with a grin and a circle to the left with the one you love best. Say, two apples just a hanging on a tree.
Next pretty girl's gonna dance with me.
We are so happy to be here, and this is, you know, our debut performance without our Stairwell fiddler, Stephanie Prausnitz. And for those of you who know Stephanie, right about now, she should be on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, one of the highest mountains in the world. And after too many years of in and out of work, she just decided to go do some volunteering where people really need it the most, doing some probably HIV public service work in Tanzania for about 4 months. So Elise Engelberg of the Mercury Dimes, and from San Francisco. She's got some like knee-high red vinyl platform shoes to fill. The ones we would never let Stephanie wear on the stage. But we're real happy to have her, and she'll be with us for the next several months, and we're just thrilled. So here we go.
We want to thank the Dimes for sharing her, too. We noticed they're all here making sure we don't steal her.
She's our stepsister.
quite a lot of wonderful Carter Family songs, and there can never be enough Carter Family, in my opinion. So we got another one.
Ready?
This is called Lost Love. To be here again. It's wonderful to be part of this great event. Thanks again to all the volunteers. My one regret is that I have to leave soon and we'll miss this great dance.
Why are you leaving, Martha?
Oh, I have children. Something's all...
Well, Martha's son is doing a big recital tonight, so she is flying like the wind by bus, plane, and train to be there for him. She's got amazing musicians for sons who unfortunately hate this music.
I do. They actually read music. That's scary.
Remix of Alameda Riddle, and it was had all these beats and everything, and anyways, it was so great, we had to do it.
Thanks for the guitar, Sabra.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. There we go. Okay. Good one.
really need to stop clapping for our own band.
Well, Sue's our biggest fan.
I do.
Our biggest fan? No, my son is doing our show. He's putting on the stockings and everything. The lipstick. We live pretty close to San Francisco. We're gonna bring Sue up to sing one of her own for you. We've been throwing in a bunch of our own music in all of this and just kind of giving it the sister sound. I'm sure there are a lot of people doing that. We've got some CDs. Actually, you know, the last time we were here, the last time we played here was in 2003, right before our first CD came out. Now we've got two, and we're really happy with both of them, but with the second one, it's really fun to hear how our sound kind of matured, because with 5 years with the same group of people, it just kind of all falls into place after a while. You ready?
Yeah.
Actually, because this is an old-time music gathering, I can tell you a little story about it, which is that the first verse of it that I wrote quite a while ago. It was the darkest verse, and it's about the winter time. And years ago, when I was living in Bloomington, Indiana, and my sister Abby and her husband Sam were playing in a band called the Mournful Hopefuls with a fiddler by the name of Bob Herring. Anybody know Bob Herring? All right, bless his heart. Well, Bob was playing this beautiful waltz, and he said, "You know, this waltz really needs some words, Evie." It's like, all right, well. So I sat down and I wrote some words for this waltz, and I sang it a couple times, and then I slowly started to realize that the waltz was old paint. Old paint already has words, Bob. And it just kind of seemed stupid to sing my words. It's not like I was going to improve on old paint. So anyway, years later, the words kind of seem suited for this song. So
I never knew that story.
I'm really enjoying playing under this painting of Kenny Hall up here. It's nice to have him here.
Isn't that like King Olaf or something? Someone should take a picture of him.
I'm ready.
Okay.
First time I saw him, darkness had fell. Hazel eyes, deep as a well. Long as a lifetime, big as the sea. He was looking at me. That was you, dear, on the longest night of the year. All through the springtime, love in bloom. Everything funny and all of it new. Well, everything glittered, shining like gold. Was a sight to behold. That was you, dear, on the longest night of the year. Still remember, and I can still hear your voice in my ear on the longest night of the year. On a warm summer night in a park across town, you made me a bride in my grandmother's gown. You promised me everything I ever would need. Guaranteed. That was you, dear, on the longest night of the year. It's the longest night of the year. Are yours.
there's a part of you here. It's the longest night of the year. Your voice in my ear on the longest night of the year. It was the longest night of the year.
Thank you.
Here's one in response to the Dimes graveyard song. Or just another story from there, anyways.
Strangers stop and cast an eye, 'cause you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. Prepare for death and follow me. Prepare for death and follow me. Life is a blessing, can't be sold. The ransom is too high. Justice will ne'er be bribed with gold. The man may never die. See the foolish and the wise, the timorous and the brave. Quit their possessions, close their eyes, and hasten to the grave. Stop here, my friends, and cast an eye. Consider well that you must die. Wisely conduct that so you may triumph in heaven at the last day. Triumph in heaven at the last day.
Rise on up, for the light can't be late. Gotta run. Call me Anna, that's my name, mother of a son.
También pues, calla.
Thank you. Song needs a little explanation there. I wrote this about a good friend of mine who has a son that's currently in Iraq, and the song is about just coming to work every day and seeing the expression on her face when she pulls out the newspaper, wondering if it could be him. The words in Spanish ask the question, to those in power who make the decisions, did your sons go? And tell me why.
Elisa's gonna rip one for you. I'm sorry, that's a tune. They were girls.
Stephanie's usually the one making those gross jokes.
That's in her honor.
You ready?
Okay.
Patty on the turnpike.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Testament set for you. Ready? Little Moses and David and Goliath.
Child to his own tender mother, sister and brother, little Moses looked happy and smiled. His mother, so good, did all that she could to raise him and teach him with care. His mother, so good, did all that she could to raise him and teach him with care. Moses, servant of God, while in him fighting, he was divided, and upwards he lifted his rod. The Jews stepped across, while Pharaoh's host was drowned in the waters and lost. The Jews stepped across, while Pharaoh's host was drowned in the waters and lost. And away on the mountain so high, the last one that he ever might see, while in him victorious, his hope was most glorious, he'd soon o'er Jordan be free. When his labors did cease, he departed in peace, resting in the heavens above. When his labors did cease, he departed in peace, and rested in the heavens above.
New one.
Brace yourselves.
Thank you.
Well, I think we only have time for one more for you. And then I'm going to go downstairs and teach a clogging workshop. It's billed as an intermediate clogging workshop, but I think of it as beginning and more. Or whoever's here dances. So I'd like to introduce you to the band before we go. We're from San Francisco, Oakland, California. And this is Elise Engelberg over here on the fiddle. Our new stepsister. Martha Hawthorne is playing the bass. Lisa Berman on the slides and the banjo. Sue Sandlin is playing guitar. My name is Evie Layden, and I'm going to take it out dancing. Thank you.
That's what you'll learn if you go to the workshop.
Sisters. Yeah. If you could, on the way out, on the left side of the door, there's a donation bucket. This is a volunteer event. They volunteered their time. All the organizers have volunteered their time. Help us out and hit the donation bucket. Also, we have a few chairs we're going to try to add in here. So if someone could help me set up a few chairs, follow me over here.
You know, I know.